97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, this has some music, Mark. I hope this works in here. But on this day in history, 48 years ago, that's 1976.
Oh, friend. I'm not going to want to miss this one. Now that I see what it is,
yeah,
are you
baby.
Kidding
this
me?
This song.
It's not just music. It's play that funky music. There you go. Playing in the rock and roll band. I love it.
Woo, I love it too. This is 1976, Wild Cherries, Play That Funky Music, hit number one on the charts.
Yeah, this song is...
How did you do this one when you're performing?
I honestly haven't, but every time you hear it, it is one of those ones where you got to add it to the playlist
because
who doesn't, who won't dance to this?
Right? I don't have this on the bumper music rotation. I may have to change that. Yeah. This is a good one for sure. Remember every word of this, just like every other song from 40 years ago, and I can't remember what happened this morning.
Right.
It's a little racist, though, I would say.
Maybe
a racist song. I might have to flag that. I'm not sure. Yeah, they are talking to me.
But in all seriousness, what would it be like if a song like this came out today?
There's a bunch of songs that I wonder about. Look, I got to tell you something. I almost said this to Paul Morrow in the last hour. I am, you know how I would go back and kind of rewatch shows and stuff like that? I restarted Rescue Me. You guys ever watch that?
Man. Oh, wait a minute.
No, Dennis Leary.
Yeah, that was great.
Set in a firehouse in the aftermath of 9/11.
Not religiously, but I've seen it.
I loved it, but in the first two episodes, there's language and other stuff that happens. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe they got away with it. I'm glad they got away with it, but I did wonder if in this, you know, era, 20 years later, or however long, 23 years later, I guess, you'd get away with that.
I'm back watching, I believe I'm on season, I want to say 4 of Law & Order SVU, and some of the language and some of the terms that they use and throw around just... It blows my mind how it's changed over the years.
Law and Order. Are you going to like binge Chicago Fire next, or what are you?
No, I'm not going to have time.
You're watching the Hallmark Channel, too? What are you doing?
I still got 20 seasons left, man.
Exactly. He can go on forever.
I'm going to be busy the next 2 years.
I do like Mariska Hargitay. I like her.
She's unbelievable as well. It's rare you find somebody that's played one character for 25 years.
You're exactly right.
It's incredible.
And we were talking about this the other day, too. This was before streaming, so these are well-written shows.
Mm-hmm.
Before it got really just everybody writing for everything
diluted.
And streaming
everything's
and diluted.
Well,
thank you, Fred. That's the word I'm
looking
for. I
will say this. I've never gone back to watch the original Law & Order, but I was addicted.
Yeah,
we were all addicted to that show.
Right. Dumped them. you hear that and you're like,
was this a fact you said maybe last year? Could have been a while ago, but the tones that are in that
apparently trigger
something in dogs' brains that make them just go, some of them go insane.
Yes, and I told you that the Jeopardy theme did that to one of my dogs 30
you guys,
years ago.
I don't think I said something.
I think
something
living
that
with you probably did
notes.
That to the dog.
No, we were talking about a different,
the
he's not wrong
dumb,
about this, that
yeah.
there's a tone, there's things that will make the dogs kind of react, and
I
was reminded of the, I don't know that they'll go crazy, but they, like, Cagney was my dog. It was my ex-wife's dog. And he would howl. He'd hear, like, I told you, one time I was in the backyard doing yard work. Can't believe I did yard work back then. But I could hear howling, and I knew immediately that the Jeopardy show was on the TV.
Oh, my God.
Because
that
of that.
Is hysterical.
And he never did it to any other sound that I'm aware of.
It's hysterical.
And also, 41 years ago, I just thought this was funny. It was in 1983 when it was a big deal that Kiss appeared on MTV without their makeup for the first time. Oh, my gosh.
I think that's a huge deal.
It was enormous.
Could you recognize them without the makeup?
You know, I watched the video about it. It wasn't good audio to play because they're just showing their faces. But what they did was show them with makeup, and then they'd show the guy without makeup, and they were all very serious, and here's what I look like. It was just funny.
Yeah, because, you know, if you think back to then, now when I hear Gene Simmons or Peter Criss or you know, any of them, I can see what they really look like in real life.
Yeah.
But back then, we couldn't.
No, you had no idea. I'm sure it was a shock at the time. It's National Cheeseburger Day, Fred.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
great.
Everyone.
Who knew?
82% of Americans say they love them. I don't know who those other people are. Maybe vegetarians.
Like 18% of people don't like cheeseburgers?
I mean, what?
I don't trust those 18%.
They
gotta be vegetarian.
Last hour in New York City, President Trump was at a Bitcoin bar. and they mentioned that it was cheeseburger day, and he was really excited. He's like, well, we got to get some of those. It was great.
Because he's an American. That's why we love our cheeseburgers.
I thought this was, well, I'll mention Garth Brooks first. Garth Brooks just announced that his Las Vegas residency is coming to an end next year. His final shows will be 3 weekends between February 21st and March 9th. If you want to go see him, it's Garth Brooks Plus One, and it's currently taking place at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace for the rest of the year. And he says he can't believe it's come and gone. He has really loved it. It's been one of his favorite gigs so far. Tickets for next year's final residency go on sale tomorrow, so I'm just bringing this.
I would say the only miss there is, and good for Caesars locking him down to the contract, but I think he would have been a really, really interesting act to see at Sphere.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Mm, yeah.
By the way, do you see what they used that for over the weekend? And this is another model. They had a UFC fight, and it was a ginormous event. They hosted the fight at Sphere, yeah. So you're going to see more of that.
You can see from all angles. That's kind of funny.
You know, when Rick and I were talking when Sphere was being built years and years ago, when, you know, there was a lot of confusion as far as what they were going to do, because at first we didn't know what the plan was. There were a lot of rumors about an NBA team being, you know, hosted there. It would seem like it would be an odd arena for something like that, the way that it's, you know, shaped. Mm-hmm. But I think they might use it for boxing, and I don't know, what other sport could they use that wouldn't have to have a crowd on all sides?
Every time you say stuff like that, I think, who was planning the Sphere? They didn't think about this in advance?
They did. I'm sure they did, but they didn't let everyone know exactly what their plans were. And I think they're still kind of trying to be creative.
Yeah, that's probably true. All right, since I have jury duty coming up on October the 8th, for
Dave,
the 8 millionth time. Thank you. I live in the city.
On a Friday.
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday. On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
Okay.
This story stuck out to me. I thought this was really cute. David Letterman showed up for jury duty in New York on Monday. Now, it was a cryptocurrency case. He did not get chosen. Shocker. But we did learn a little bit about him. It was kind of funny. They, you know, they interview you for these things. And they asked, what, sir, is it that you do for a living? And he says he's, quote, currently working for a company called Netflix.
Ah, yeah.
Is that what he said? Yeah, that's what he said. They said, as for a spouse or significant other, he said, quote, I've had both. Currently, I just have the spouse.
That's awesome.
Oh, I love him so much. Asked what he likes to watch. He said sports. Quote, I'm happy football is here. I'm happy it's this time in baseball season. I like motorsports. I pretty much like what most Americans watch on TV. I remember footage of him on the Mr. Gary show that showed him at Worldwide Technology Raceway a couple years ago.
Oh,
so
really?
He does like that sort of thing. And since he's from Indiana, the judge asked him if he's into the Colts. He said, quote, big Colts fan. 0-2, but still a fan. And asked if he's ever been called for jury duty. Letterman said, been called many times, just couldn't make it happen. I just loved that.
Have you been called in St. Louis County, Fred or Alex?
Yes, I have.
I never have.
Oh, you have, Fred? Did you get on?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was asked questions, but always let go. Huh.
So I think I was called. I lived in the city from about 2007 to, I would guess it would be about 2012, and I think I was called twice. And then I lived in Jeffco for a little bit. Don't remember getting called there. Maybe I did and just had to, you know, say I couldn't do it. But then I don't remember ever being called in St. Louis County.
Oh, well, good.
Last 8 years.
They Jinx. Like me. Yeah, Jinx is right. I was a foreman.
But doesn't working for the media get you out of something?
You know, you would assume that, but it's not
the
case.
It's not the
case.
Is
that not?
Yeah, I mean,
I always tell people that that's why I've never been.
It's not the case.
That isn't.
Now, if you say you're a racist or a Nazi or something like that, it might get you out of it. But
you
then,
know, but you watch
you
people.
You might have other issues.
I've watched people try to say stuff like that, and not racist stuff. But you can see them say stuff that's made up, and pretty much they'll say, no. That's,
yeah, the judges see through that. They've got experience.
Exactly. They don't play that. And finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. I pulled this one out for you guys. Okay, a football player named Bobby Singh, it's S-I-N-G-H, won a Super Bowl with the St. Louis Rams in 2000, and an XFL championship with the LA Extreme in 2001, and a CFL championship in 2006 with the BC Lions. No other player has ever won all three.
Wow, I didn't know that.
It's kind of a nice little piece of trivia, even though I can't pronounce his name.
And congrats to him. But do we think that's an accomplishment? I guess it's an accomplishment, but that means he slowly...
Yeah, deteriorated as a
slowly,
player.
Slowly, yeah, backed off from the NFL.
I think what it means is he sucked in all three leagues, but he somehow glommed on to good teams. I'm not sure. I got to go out with this, don't you think? We're coming back with more. Hang in there.